Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. Well, it's been a good couple of weeks for me, knock on wood, just in case. I'm always afraid of saying something positive because I think I know this is magic or fuzzy thinking, but I'm only thinking the universe is out to get me. I don't know if I really believe it, but it's kind of funny. I don't know if I mentioned this in the last show, but I broke a mirror at Nordstrom's about 3 weeks ago, and that's maybe a month ago, and that's when I thought weird things were starting to happen. But it was a cheap mirror. I'm not even sure it was real glass. I don't know what it was, but obviously I don't go around breaking mirrors, but I don't want to do it as a general rule, but that particular myth may not be true. A couple of updates. I've got my credit card issue taken care of. I'm delighted. It's always hard to switch over to new card numbers. As I say, there are certain things like, you know, iTunes and other online services. And I strongly suggest that everybody make a list of all the I think I said this a while back about that when you change addresses, you know, there's always a list of companies that you deal with that you need to update. So it's a good idea to just make a list of all these kinds of things. In this case, online services. So if you do have to change credit card numbers or debit card numbers or whatever your automatic payment system is, you know, you can just go through the list. You don't have to wait to get an email notification that says you're late or something. Oh, and I got my new glasses. It took 3 tries to get the new glasses to work. I mean, the third set of lenses. And I remember that even on the day when I got the new glasses, I kind of hated them. It's been about a week and a half now, and I don't hate them anymore. They're different than my sunglasses were before. You know, I like kind of a bluish, kind of a brownish, blue or brown kind of hue to my world when I wear sunglasses. These, to me, strike me as a little bit more green than gray. Although everybody's telling me they're gray. Maybe it's just the way my eyes pick up the color. But the other day, it's been very cloudy here in Southern California, which we don't have a lot. So that's kind of a neat thing. And I really couldn't test out the glasses. But over the last 3 or 4 days, the sun has broken through. And even though I hate to say this, and I didn't think I would say it about these glasses, they're pretty good. You know? I mean, like me, you have to get new sunglasses and you're going to pay for them in their prescription. You really need to wear them for a couple of days unless it's obvious that you can't stand them. The first pair of glasses I got, the first test pair were just green. That wasn't going to work. So I'm glad I wouldn't get another pair of sunglasses from this particular place again. But it was for what it was this time. I would in the future, of course, I intend to just go to an optometrist that is inside a doctor's office. That seems for me to be a better choice than going to some of these standalone places that are in the business to make money. That's their goal, you know. I don't know. That's just me. Although the people were very nice, it was an experience. I'm going to keep these glasses for a long time. God knows I paid enough for them, so. But yeah, I really don't hate them, and that's saying a lot. Okay, so let's move on to today's topic, which is 800 numbers over the last 2 or 3 weeks. Well, really, you know, this is not just based on the last 2 or 3 weeks, but I was thinking that I've seen certain patterns about calling 800 numbers, and I find that in the last, for whatever reason, last month, I've been doing nothing but calling 800 customer support numbers. Actually, I've been using a lot of 800 number tech support numbers for the last 8 months, if I really stop and think about it. And I started realizing I've been having much better luck lately And I was talking to some friends of mine and just doing a little research on the internet. And I find that there are a lot of people who concur with what I'm about to tell you, just in case you haven't come across it yourself. So the first thing is, and of course, this is based on people living in the U.S. I don't know. I think the 800 number system is just for here. I don't know how other countries do it. They may have 800 numbers in their own respective countries. I don't know. So I can only do what I'm saying really only applies to the U.S. people who are calling 800 numbers. The first thing is this. Number one, I'm not going to number these because I know I'll lose track and then I'll get emails saying, oh, you said number two three times. So, okay, the first thing is this. Given that most people have unlimited calling plans and there really are no more long distance charges, the first suggestion is if you can get a direct number to the 800 or technical support people, use it instead of the 800 number. And I'll tell you why. If you didn't know, even if you have your phone, the caller ID on your phone blocked, whenever you call an 800 number, they can see your number. Now, the tech support person who answers the call may not have that ability, but the company does have that ability. And so sometimes that can put you on an automatic call list, which can be very annoying, or you will find that you start getting call solicitations and you don't know how these people got your number. A lot of times, some 800 number companies will take your number and start putting you on lists. So I always ask, you know, if there are direct numbers. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. That's the first thing I would suggest. The second thing is, and certainly in the U.S., because of budget cuts and people, I don't know, whatever reason they are, it's always better if you can wait, unless it's an emergency. It is almost always better if you can wait and call the 800 number or the tech support number. And I don't care if it's Amazon, eBay, PayPal, 1-800-Flowers, I don't know, whatever you're going to do. It's almost always best if you can do it between the hours of 9 a.m., 5 p.m., and I live in California, which I'm on the Pacific Standard. I usually assume, unless I find out otherwise, that the company I'm calling is on the East Coast. You know, there are exceptions like Apple and Microsoft, but for the most part, and even then, Apple and Microsoft hire customer support representatives in other states. So, because it's so expensive to do business in California and New York and certain other states, but in Tennessee, South Carolina, Indiana, it's so much cheaper. So a lot of the customer support people will be central or mountain time. So you need to find that out. But I'm telling you, especially the ones that offer 24-hour tech support, I guarantee you, if you want the best technical support, you are going to do it during regular business hours, even though they don't say that to you. The quality of the tech support, in my experience, goes way down when you go into the nighttime range. There are some exceptions. There are some companies, very few, and I know a few that I won't list here because they're kind of, they're not really mainstream companies. There are some that do have 24-hour tech support that are based in the United States and that you will get a person who speaks English as a first language and knows what they're doing. But that's rare. The big, big, big companies, certainly the computer companies, and the online commerce companies, they outsource their, PM hour tech support overseas. And that to me is just not a good option for so many reasons, not the least of which is that very few of those people have a working machine, assuming if you were talking about computers. A lot of these people are working from a book, a static, image of what you are saying. Okay. So, try to call if you can wait. If it's an emergency and you have no choice, it's fine. And by the way, I have had some very good experience with overseas tech support in one of two companies, but generally speaking, I prefer to do it during business hours. I've had my experience has gone up about, I'd say 100% better. Really. Okay, the next suggestion is, and I didn't write these down, perhaps I should have. Okay, my next suggestion is going to be that you, if you can, it is always, if you have to give someone your credit card number or some personal piece of information, if they offer an online portal to do that, by all means do that first. I think it's a bad idea to give, and it's been my experience with certainly the credit card companies, when I've given my new address to people, and certainly again, this was in the PM hours, it's been my experience that when I go finally do go online and look at what they've typed in, it is so sloppy and in many cases wrong. So yes, it is easier to use 800 numbers if you can for that sort of thing, but it's much better to do it. The more direct you can be with an online portal, the better you're going to the result will be. So take the time to do that. Also, you know, when you're giving numbers to people, credit card numbers to people, you know, the background checks and the training of these tech support people these days is not as good as you might think. It really isn't. And they may be putting your information in and they may be writing it down also. You just never know. And I've gotten to the point where I just prefer to take the extra time and go online and do it myself. The next thing is, you know, usually when people answer the phone, the customer support people, when they answer a phone, they always ask, may I have your name? And the first thing I say is, what is your name? And what is your employee ID? When you request that information from the tech support person, it has been my experience that the information you will get from them will be a little bit more cautious and more accurate than just them throwing out something and then obviously maybe hanging up the phone on you or disconnecting. Get their number, get their name. If they don't want to give you their name, and sometimes even if they give you their name, they could be lying, right? And I've come across that. But generally, and I don't want to paint a negative picture because it's not true necessarily, but just even the fact that you ask or request information of them, I think raises the standard of customer support. Because and most of the time, you know, unless they are really bad people, they will give you, the really good tech support people will say to you, and here's my employee ID number, because they stand behind their work. That has proven to be very, very good for me. Here's something, another suggestion that you may not think would be, you wouldn't think it would be that big of a deal, but I have found it to be very good. If you contact someone, you call an 800 number, and the person has to keep putting you on hold, you may interpret that as they don't know the answer. And it's been my experience that a lot of tech support people will not admit that they don't know. So I have very often said, hey, if you don't know the answer, that's okay, but can you put me in contact with somebody who does? You know, be nice about it. Be pleasant. Don't make it to make them lose faith. I had a call the other day. I was asking a question, and the three people I talked to kept giving me answers that didn't make any sense to me. I could tell they didn't know, and they didn't want to admit they didn't know. Now, it's true. I had, going into the call, I knew some things already. I couldn't remember the details, but I did know that what I was requesting could be done. So that did play in my favor. So instead of getting into a confrontation, I have found that very often, and this is also true with the United States government, if you're calling in for some government service, if you don't get the answer that you need, be polite and end the call and call back and get somebody else. It took me, and I mean this, I documented this. It took me 6 phone calls. But on that 6th call, and it should it have taken this long? No. But I finally got someone who knew exactly what I was talking about and who gave me the answer, specific answer I needed in less than 2 minutes. So sometimes you do have to be persistent. You cannot always take the first person's answer. There've been so many times when I talk to people that they say, well, so-and-so said something about something. Like, no. Did you call back? Hey, you know, who wants to spend all day on the phone? I know it's no fun. I understand that. But depending on the type of information you need, in this case, I needed some very specific information. And I just knew that what they were telling me made no sense. It just, like, I know you can, well, it can't be done. Of course it could be done. I've done it before. That was an advantage. But even in situations where I did not know the answer, you know, you got to be able to read people. And it's very clear to me that, or I find it very easy to know who knows what they know and those who don't. And the standard of customer service has clearly gone down with most of the companies I've come in contact with, including the government. You know, sometimes I think they get these people from a used car lot. I mean, I just don't get it. It's as if they get them off the street and say, here, answer the phone. you know, they pay the minimum wage and you get what you get. And so and a lot of times I've come across people who just don't take pride. They don't care. Hey, they're going to just take their call and they don't care. They're going to take the call and get through it. And you will come across people like that. I don't want you going into an 800 number call being skeptical, but you have to be realistic. Companies are out to make money and they will do that in any way they can. If that means lowering the quality of their customer support, they will do it. Have I ever paid the premium prices for tech support? No, absolutely not. I'd rather just take my chances on the internet and find an answer. But if you just employ a few of the things I've suggested, I think you're going to find that your results will be greatly enhanced, greatly improved. You know, when you do get somebody, and you know, give them positive feedback. When you find somebody, you know, on the fourth or fifth call, I didn't go when the person answered and go, okay, this is the fourth time I've called you idiots because you people. No, when you start out a call negatively, you're going to, you know, you can sabotage yourself. You know, you really can. So you have to maintain, you treat it as if it's the first call and you say, I would like to know about X. What do you think? Now, sometimes good people will make note on your records if they have that ability, but the bad people won't. You know, be persistent. Know who you're calling. That is to say, where they're located. Try to get a direct number. Be polite at all times because, you know, you don't want to come up as have a note on your record that you're, you know, you're a pain, right? And understand that the people, you know, understand that the people that you're dealing with, although it would be nice to think they're experts, may not be. Usually the people who are in fact experts in the system are almost never the people who are on the front lines. The front line people are just to try to get rid of as many calls as they can to get you off the phone so that they can, you know, they don't want to get you to second and third level tech support. That's the goal. Understand that. It's unfortunate, but it's true. But once you understand these principles and begin to employ them, your experience is going to just be, I think, marvelous. Okay? So that's all I have for you today. Hey, remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care.